Welcome, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amram Razi Sheikh Lagishmas, Maris Esther Basrik Shmuel. This is Moshe Rabin Peshtin Reis over Moshe Mordechai. And the schus Reb Yosef Tzvi, and Reis Hannah Miriam. David Avram Ben Manasar, Man Miris, Naomi Sarabas, Maris Hannah Miriam. Brachavat Slach Vachoman Seyidehem. Yikimolan Bob Mitzia, Taf Kimolamad Aleph says, the Omar Rabba, Mipnei Mamra Torah, Moda B'miktsis Hatayna Yishoba. Why did the Torah say there's a din of Moda B'miktsis, that if one admits part of a claim, he has to take a Shavua? And the answer is, Chazakah in other meis panim fnei bal chovo. There's a chazakah that a person isn't meis panim. He's not chutzpedik in front of his bal chov. V'achav b'chulei boi d'nichbarei. And really, this person wants to be kofer abakol. Wants to deny the whole lot, the whole thing. V'hai d'lo kofrei mishim dein adam meis panov. And the reason he isn't kofer akol is because a person doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing. So since he doesn't have chutzpah to deny the whole thing, he wants to admit. But the reason he's not admitting is because he's trying to avoid, escape. He says, in the meantime, I don't have money. When I get money, I'll pay up. So really he wants to be molded by kol, but he can't because he doesn't have the money yet. So he's playing this little game, and he said it's being molded to part of it. So the Torah says he has to take a shavua in order that he should be moide bakol. Rashi, mipnei ma'am retorah lo choshvu, kemeshi v'aveh de lefotro shelo kofar bekulan. Why does the Torah say that he's moide b'miktsas hatayni yishova, and he's not considered a meishav aveda? He admitted it. So let's patter him from a shvoi. He didn't deny the whole thing. And he wants to be moide the whole thing, etc. But he's not, because he doesn't have the money. So in the meantime, he's avoiding it by being moide b'miktsas. Since he's chashed on mamon, he's also chashed al shvoi. If we think that he's not going to be honest about the money, then why do we assume he's honest about the Shavua? How can we trust his Shavua? And therefore we should not place upon him a Shavua. The answer is, lo chashed on mamona. No, he's not really chashed on mamon. Lefi shebetzono haya moide bekulo. He really wanted to be molded the whole thing, I'll be in shame there for all, but he doesn't have money to pay. So Adav loses it for Anale. Because when I get the money, I'll pay. But in the meantime, I don't have the money. But he's not Choshed Al Mamon. So that's Rashi. Tosis Dibur Maschil Ibn Ma'amra say that Kushiyat HaGemara the kash of the Gemara is that why was the Torah mechayiv somebody who's moide b'miktsas to take a shavua? We should believe him in paterim b'shavua b'migu shi'achal lichpol b'kol. So he could have been koifer b'kol, and then he would have been paterim b'shavua. Or maybe, now that's Tosfos Perush, Yenamon b'migu diboy kofer akol. Why don't we believe him? He shouldn't have to take a shavua. We should believe him, because if he wants, he could be kofer b'akol, and he's not, so let's believe him. It's a migu. O ne'elof me'hacha de lo ne'em a migu ba'alma. Or maybe we should learn from here that we don't say migu. And that's why there's no migu, because there is no, we don't trust the migu. And then that the Gemara says, no, there's no migu here. Because maybe the guy's lying. Maybe the guy's lying when he's moide b'miktsas. And not that he wasn't mishaker more and wasn't koy for everything, it's because he's not meis panav bifnei bal chov or lichbor b'fanav b'chol halva kevun shiyodeh shahala makir b'shikro v'nimtsa shemigu zehu migu deha'aza ve'eino moi lefoto mishvua. It's no migu because he doesn't have the chutzpah to deny everything. What's a migu? You could have used argument A and you would have been believed. So when you use argument B, you're believed. But here he couldn't have used argument A. He couldn't have been koifer bakol because he doesn't have the chutzpah to do so. So there's no migu. ולפי זה נמצא שאכן במקום שאין למודה יותר העזה אם היה כופר בכל. So if he would be believed to be כופר בכל, then we could talk to believe him when he's מועד במקצס. Tosis brings a raya from two places like that, and then Tosis asks מניין לגמרא שאכן רק מודה במקצת חייו שבועה, וכי מדוע לא נלמד מכך שחייבה התורה שבועה לכופר במקצת, שאף אחר כופר בכל חייו בשבועה? How does the Gemara know that only a modah b'miktsas is chayav b'shvuah? Why don't we learn from the fact that a modah b'miktsas is chayav in a shvuah that a kofer bakol is also chayv b'shvuah? Ve'im lomar shekivan sheyeshna chazaka she'ein adam she'adam eino me'iz panav b'fnei ba'al chovo. Lachen, this is not lashon Tosis. Lachen b'makom, but this is what Tochan divrei Tosis. Lachen makom shu e'iz panav v'kafar bakol nerashu dover emet. You can't say the pshat is that since there's a chazaka that a person isn't meis panav bifnei baal chovo, and therefore, if hitaka is koifer bakol, then it must be that he's telling the truth, and that's why there's no shuana koifer bakol. Because we see from the Gemara in Ksubis that Tosis quoted that even if there's no ha'aza b'kfira, ha'kofer bakol patur mishvua. שם כתוב שאדם שאמר לבנו של חברו מנה לאביך בידי ואכלתי פרס. In other words, a person goes to the son of his friend and he says, listen, I owe your father $100 and I gave him 50 back. He's moed b'miktsas that he's chayv to his father. So he's neman lelo shvua. Why? Because the son of this baal chov doesn't know if he paid his father or not. There's no ha'aza if he's kofer bakol. And therefore, we can believe somebody who says he's chayev in without a shvua, migu that he could have been kofer bakol. So you see from here that we do believe him in a migu if there's no ha'aza to be kofer bakol. So now Tosis wants to say that since there's a chazaka ein adam meis panav b'nei baal chov, if he's kofer bakol, it must be that he's telling the truth. Aber ze lo nachon shere mitivrei hagemara b'ketubot muchach shafilu b'makom she'ein ha'aza b'kfira הכופר פטור משבועה, ועד רבה במקום זה גם מודה במקצת פטור במיגו שיכל לכפור בכל. We see from the Gemara there, it's muchach that even in a place where there's no ha'aza to be kofer bakol, like with regard to the son of the baal chov, one who is kofer bakol is pater mishvua. Va'adarabba, b'makom zeh, gama modeh b'miktsat patur. In such an instance, even someone who's modeh b'miktsas is pater, because he could have been kofer bakol. So Tosis wanted to be doche that the reason, the way we know that there's no shvua for a kofer bakol, it's because he must be telling the truth, because otherwise how could he have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing? The answer is no, because we see even where he doesn't need chutzpah to deny the whole thing, like with the son of the creditor who doesn't know about this debt, he's also believed. So Tosfos concludes that the reason is V'yesh lomar demechi huze mashmal shegzerat hakatuv v'tedavka modem miktzat ha'tana ha'chaya v'lo kofer b'kol. Pashut me'od. Yesh lashon ha'pasup b'parashat modem miktzat ki huze, and from ki huze we learn, Gemara learns modem miktzat, he says I'm modem this and not in anything else. Shmos 22:8. So it's gzeris hakasuv that dafka b'ofen kazeh he is pater mishvua, and not in any. And dafka in this case he's chayiv b'shvua, dafka mod b'miktas, and not in any other case. Not a kofer b'kol. It excludes kofer b'kol. Only mod b'miktas he's chayiv in a shvua. So ad kan baruch Hashem, we learned Tosfos mipnei ma'am v'tarah. Or at least most of it. And then Tosis and Debra Maschle Bakule Bar Dodile write Masha Piresh Rashi Kevin the Hashi Dashvu Amemona Hechi Neshba Shirashi be Er Shagmaraik Shiktag Echi Va Torah Tamodebi Mikzat Lishava Shadvarav Emet. ולא כשם שיש לחושדו בגזילת ממון, יש לחושדו, אף שהיא שווה לשקר, ומה תעזור שבועתו? How can we believe him with a shvua, Rashi says? Just like he's taking ממון שלא כדין, he can also swear שלא כדין. And then that the Gemara says, that he was required to swear is not because he's חושד בגזילת ממון, but rather since there's a חשש that he's just trying to be משתמת, he's just trying to avoid the creditor and not pay right now, but he's really not being kofer mammon because he wants to pay the whole thing. So memela, we make him swear he's not going to be nishba l'sheker. He's really a good guy. He means well. He just, you know, he's in a rough spot. We'll cut him some slack, as they say. So that's Rashi. But this explanation is difficult because later on the Gemara discusses. האם האדם החשוד על כך שאינו מקפיד על איסור שקר ועל זה תימה והמסיק לכמן, we learn later on, תחשיד הממונה לא חשיד השבועתה. The Gemara there says that a person who's חשוד that he's not מקפיד and Gezel Choshud that he's Nishba L'Sheker, and the Gemara says he's not. So Rashi says, why don't we say Migudim Choshud Amona Choshud HaShavuos? And Rashi's teretz is, according to the Gemara, he's not Choshud Amona, and therefore he's not Choshud HaShavuos. So not Frektosis, Ma Pitom? HaGemara Omeret SheChoshud Amona Lo Choshud HaShavuos. ואין לומר שמדאורייתא אין חילוק בין חומרת איסור שבועה על פני חומרת איסור גזל. ולכן הגזלן חשוד אף להישבה לשקר. אלא שראו חכמים שבזמנם הוא קל בעיני אנשים איסור גזל על פני איסור השבועה. ולכן לעניין חיובי שבועה מדרבנן הסיקה הגמרא שאף מקום שיש לחשוד את האדם על גזל שייך לחייבו שבועה, כיוון שאלה אין לחושדו. So what might you want to tell now? You might want to make the following claim. That midoraisa, there's no difference between shvua and gezel. They're both very chomer midoraisa. And therefore, if a person's going to steal, he's also going to lie. Just chachamim saw that in their day, people were mekil on gezel. But not so much on shvua. Probably today it's like that. People are more afraid of Shvua Sheker than Gezel. Unfortunately, people aren't as afraid of Gezel often as they should be. And therefore, Lenin Chiyuvei Shvua Midrabanan, the Gemara says that even though you could be Choshed a person, on Gezel, you could be Mechayiv Hinim in a Shvua, because a Shvua he'll take seriously more than Gezel. And that's Pshat in the Gemara. When it says that a person is not chashed on Shvua Sheker, that it's midrabanan, so that would mean that this whole Shvua is a Shvua derabanan. Aber זה לא נכון, שהרי להלן מבואר דלקמן מייתי מדרב נחמד המשפיעים אותו גימה שבועות. Later on we see that a Shomer Chinam who tainas that a pikadon was stolen from him, משפיעים אותו שלוש שבועות, we make him swear three oaths, and one of them is שבוע ששולח הסיידה. In other words, a shvua that he didn't steal it. And above a comma, it's mashma that this chiyuv shvua is min haTorah. So this is not a din derabbanan, this is a din min haTorah. This shvua. We just wanted to say that this is only a shvua derabbanan, because the rabbis saw that people were more afraid of Shavua than they are of Gezel. But it's not, because a Shavua that he didn't steal it is a Shavua min haTorah. So a Shavua of denying everything is a Shavua min haTorah. Not the shvua of denying everything is min haTorah. Shvua smolder miktus is min haTorah. But this inyan that we say that a person's chashed on mam and he's not chashed on shvua is min haTorah, because a person makes a shvua shelo shalach bayad. Aval im haemet shalach bayad az hu chashud amamon ve'af al pichein mashbim oto az muchach shelo omrim midu chashed amon o chashed hashvusa. Mashu mashma be'agozel kama dehavei deoraita, and it's mashma above a kama 107b that shvua shalach shelo shalachti bayad is doraisa. So you see that even doraisa we don't say migdu chashed amon chashed hashvusa. This is a kasha on Rashi. And Tosis brings another raya from shvuas 32b. And therefore, Tosis goes on a different derech. Omrim Tosfot, v'lachen yesh lomar, shema she'amar Rava, uvichulei bar delo dilei. That Rabbah says, he wants to be really moda the whole thing. Klomar. That means to say that we explained, why is moed b'miktas not ne'eman? Bimigu, the boy koifer akol. Why don't we believe a moed b'miktas, since he could be koifer everything? And the reason is because he's not meis pan of bifnei bal chovo lichbor, because he doesn't have the chutzpah to deny everything. So therefore, he doesn't have this migu. And if so, lachor, it's difficult. Why are we mashbia moed b'miktas? Says Tosis me'achar de'ein meis, since he doesn't have a ozis panim to be koifer, im ken, emet hu, she'ein chayav lo yoter, v'lama yishava. One second. If he doesn't have the ha'azis panim to be koifer bakol, so then he doesn't have the chutzpah. So, to be koifer bakol, if he doesn't have the chutzpah to be koifer, שאם אכן ישנה חזקה שאין אדם מאיס פניו לכבור בבעל חובו, אפילו כשהוא כופר במקצת יש לפוטרו. If the person doesn't have the chutzpah to be kofer ba'kol, we should believe him when he's kofer even the miktsas. Let's say he doesn't have the chutzpah to be kofer anything. He owes this guy $100, so he doesn't have the chutzpah to say, I don't owe you a penny. Let's say he doesn't have the chutzpah also to say, I only owe you $50. He's also being kofer for $50. That's what Tosis means when it says, uvekule ba'delo delay, and really he wants to be moedan everything. Since he doesn't have chutzpah, he's not chayav more. So why then should he take an oath? Umimanafshach. אם על אף החזקה יש לחשוד בו שהוא מאיז פניו בשקר, if despite the chazaka we can be choshed this person that he has the chutzpah to lie, שוב יש להאמינו ללא שבועה במיגו שהיה מאיז פנים לכבור הכל. Second, if the guy has chutzpah to deny it, so then let's believe him with a migu if he admits part of it. Migu, that he could have denied the whole thing. If he already has chutzpah to deny part of it, then he has chutzpah to deny the whole thing. Ve'al kach biara agmara she'achshad ha'matzicho shvu ha'inoshu hu me'iz panav l'shaker v'lechbo legamrei b'mamon. So on that, the Gemara explained that this suspicion that requires him to take a shvua is not that this person would deny the whole thing. Because if he would deny the whole thing, then why is he only denying part of it? So what then is our suspicion? Our suspicion is that he's just trying to avoid it, humishtamet, from paying the whole chov. And therefore the Torah is mechayivim to take a shvua. And memela, we're not going to believe him amigu sheya koifer bakol, because he's not meis panim to be koifer bakol. Umishani de ein zeh haza v'lami yishava yineman b'migu dibay koifer bakol. Since the guy doesn't have chutzpah, so then since the guy, if you want to say that the guy has chutzpah, if the person doesn't have chutzpah to be koifer, then let's believe him on part of it, because he's denying part of it. And if he doesn't have the chutzpah to deny, then let's believe him on what he's denying. And if you're going to say he does have chutzpah, so then again we should believe him, because if he has chutzpah to deny what he owes, so then he can deny the whole thing. Why is he only denying part of it? The answer is that we believe him. The answer is that he must be telling the truth, and that's why he's only denying part of it. So now the Gemara answers, no. It's not ha'aza. It's not a chutzpah to deny part of it. Really, be'emes, he doesn't have chutzpah. He doesn't have chutzpah. So why is he denying part of it? Because the shtumet kamishtamet. He tells himself, I'm going to pay later. Pay part of it now and part of it later. Shtamute kamishtamet. So the bottom line is that he doesn't have chutzpah to deny the whole thing. And frankly, he doesn't even have chutzpah to deny part of it. He's just planning to pay later. So therefore, we force him to take a shavua. And in this way, we'll get him to admit it. So really, if there's a chazaka that ain't adam meis pan of lichbor bakol, ain't adam meis pan of lichbor b'miktzas also. Just this is in Haza. Because he's planning to pay later. So Rashi wanted to say, hey, what about Migudu Chashad Amamono Chashad Ashvusa? And the Gemara is relating to that. If he's Chashad Amamon, what about the Chashad Anashvua? And the Gemara's Teretz says, no, he's Mishtamid, he's not Chashad Amamono. Tosis says, what are you talking about? We hold Migudu Chashad Amamono Lo Chashad Ashvusa, and that's Doraisa. Therefore, Tosfos says, what does it mean to bekula by the low delay? It means that since he's not meis, since he doesn't have chutzpah to deny what he owes, so therefore he's telling the truth. So why does he have to swear? He has a migu, di'ibay, kofer akol. If he already has chutzpah, then he'll deny the whole thing. Elamai, what do we say? That if he's admitting part of it, then he must really only own part of it? Manavshach, if he's not meis, if he doesn't have the chutzpah to deny what he owes, then how is he denying part of it? If you say he doesn't have chutzpah, you have to believe him when he denies part of it, because he doesn't have the chutzpah to deny. So we're going to say he does have chutzpah, then he has an ego, so let him deny the whole thing. The answer is no. Really, he wants to admit the whole thing. But ishtamut ekam ishtamet. He really doesn't have chutzpah to deny. And the reason he's admitting part of it is because he's just trying to avoid it. Aval gam ze kashe, lechora, b'gemara b'shvuot mevo'ar, shechachamim chivu et hakofer bakol yishava shvuat eset. We see in the Gemara in Shavuos that the Chachamim were Mechayiv, a Koifer Bakol, to take a Shavuos Heses. Right? We know that a Shavuos Koifer Bakol is a Shavuos Derabban and Shavuos Heses. Here we're talking about Shavuos Modu Mikzah, Shavuos Daraisa, but there we're talking about Shavuos Heses. Because the Tain of the Toveh looks like it's true. Because Chazaka in Adam Toveh Lim Ken Yeshlo. The person wouldn't be tover, wouldn't demand his money b'sheker. And even though the hakrasha of the nitba, the denial of the one who is being sued, also has a chazaka, because ein ademeis panav bifnei bal chovo, hagemara sham omeret shepamim she'ein lo l'shalem b'oto zman. So sometimes he doesn't have what to pay with, and therefore he's makrish in order to just avoid him in the meantime. And therefore the person will say that he doesn't owe the money, that's why we force him to take the Shavua. So sometimes a person's kofar bakol just to be mishtamed, it's not ha'azis panim. So then we get back to the kasha of the Gemara in our sugya. Why is Mod b'miktas not believed, Migu, that he could have been kofar bakol? And don't tell me, no, he doesn't have the chutzpah to be kofar bakol. We see it's not, because sometimes a person is kofar bakol even though he's not a, it's not midin chutzpah, it's because he's just trying to avoid him in the meantime. So mash amrim tosfot, vim tomar kofer akol nami, ishtamut ekam ishtamet. Even kofer bakol sometimes is just trying to avoid the one who's suing him. Veino ha'aza, it's not ha'aza, you're right, there's no ha'aza, but even kofer bakol is no ha'aza. Like we say in Shavuos Hadayana, mem ha'beizam rav nachum kofer akol, mashbim oto shvuat eset, mishum chazaka, den adam tovea, elim ken yesh lo alav. The Gemara says there are two contradictory chazakas. Reuven's not going to demand $1,000 of Shimon unless Shimon owes him, and Shimon's not going to deny the $1,000 unless he really doesn't owe him. So why are we placing Shavu on Shimon? And the answer is because Shimon is the Shemute Kamishtamit. So you see, a person is Koifer Bakol because of the Shemute Kamishtamit. So here also, let's say that he could have been Koifer Bakol out of Shemute Kamishtamit. If he already wanted to be Mishtamit, let him be Mishtamit on the whole sum. Let him try to avoid the whole sum. Why is he only avoiding part of it? It must be telling the truth. So why do we require a Shavua? V'yesh lomar, omrim tosfot, shemikol makom ha'aza, yesh yeter b'kofer hakol mi b'kofer chetzi, v'lek amigu. No, it's a bigger chutzpah, it's a bigger ha'aza to deny the whole thing than it is to deny just part of it. Even if he's only being mishtamit. And therefore, he has no migu. He's no migu, it's all relative. Ein achinami, sometimes a person. Not so chutzpahdik, he's planning to pay later. And the reason he's denying it is because in the meantime he doesn't have. In the meantime he doesn't have, he's going to get his paycheck next month and then he'll pay. But that's still a bigger chutzpah than denying part of it. You can't say that he could just as easily deny the whole thing. That's not chutzpah, so then why would he admit part of it? So it must be he's telling the truth. No. Really, we say he's not telling the truth. And the reason he's not admitting the whole thing, the reason he's not denying the whole thing, is because that's an even bigger chutzpah. So therefore, he's only denying part of it. And if we make him take a Shavua to prove that he doesn't even know part of it. Ad kan midivrei kadsho shel ha-tosfot. So, we still haven't gotten to the chiddush in the sugya. We just saw Divrei Rashi v'Divrei Tosfos, which is a tremendous accomplishment. Baruch Hashem b'Siyata d'Deshmaya, and please God, in the next year, we will continue on, and we will see Be'ezrat Hashem, Nifla'ot Gedolot mitorat Hashem. So please stay tuned, and it will be awesome. B'li Neder. Thank you so much for listening, and we should always remember that Sof Davar Hakol Nishma Et Elokim Yira. ואת מצוותיו שמור, כי זה כל האדם שלום שלום.